on you and mom having this sexual intercourse.
Are we really gonna go here?
My mom calls it the birth control pill didn't work.
With a mega block hanging off my penis.
Hey guys, it's your girl Bree. I just wanted to let you guys know that this specific episode was supposed to be uploaded on Valentine's Day on purpose. We have it themed for like love, sex talk, a bunch of stuff. We were gonna have R&B recording artist John B on here. He came into the station, did an interview with us, but time got away and he had to leave. And so we couldn't get him on the podcast, unfortunately. So I tried to go out to the show later that night, record an interview with him. The audio did not come out as good as we planned. So we scrapped it. And here is a podcast you would have heard last week. And it's cool, too, because Alex on a little mini vacation for his country station. He's in Nashville getting drunk right now. So here is Bree's Real Talk with Alec on the radio for you. Valentine's Day edition. A whole week later. Enjoy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you hear?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to drop some truth. Welcome to Bree's Real Talk.
Welcome back to another Bree's Real Talk with your girl Bree right here and my boy Alec on the radio.
What's up?
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, Apple Podcasts. I sent you a list. We're not on Spotify, but we are on radio.com.
There's a few places that we live. We live on Apple Podcasts. We live on something called Stitcher. We live in the Google store.
Google Play. And at hot1037seattle.com. So thank you for listening. Please subscribe, favorite, whatever you got to do, comment, rate us, 1 star, 5 stars. I don't care. It's a rate.
You keep that 1 star crap out of here. We don't need that.
You're right, damn. Thank you.
Get out of here, 1 star.
We don't like you. Alec, when's your birthday?
March 9th. So it's coming up. You got something big planned?
March 9th. You're a Pisces. Is sure. That what it is?
Don't know. I pay no attention to that because I think it's a load of garbage.
No, you are. You're a Pisces because my dad is March 10th and my mom is March 2nd.
Oh.
So think back 9 months before you were born.
Okay. So
what month is that?
That would be June.
Okay. What do you think your parents were doing on that night in that time? Where were they at? What made them? We're like, hey, we want to have a kid. Maybe we didn't want to have a kid.
It's so funny that you say this. Let me give you a little background, okay?
Oh, you have a real story about this?
Oh, do I? Oh, it's a story I recently found out.
Oh, God.
Within the last, like, year. I have always wanted to be on the radio, okay? Since day one. My dad does radio, so I watched him do it. I've always wanted to be on the radio.
Sure.
And I recently found out at a night out with my parents. We were all, and some of my friends are out drinking. Having a good time, getting real intoxicated. And my dad spilled the beans to me that I was destined to be on the radio from conception.
Oh my, they did it in the studio?
One better, Bree.
On the board? In the van?
Yup. In the radio station van.
In the back
of the radio station van is where I was conceived.
That is so gross. Do you know how dirty those vans are?
Oh, do I?
I'm not judging your parents, like, whatever, but damn.
Yeah, so I was destined to be on the radio because I was conceived in the back of a radio station vehicle, and...
Are you sure? I felt like you were destined to be on the radio if you were conceived, like, in the studio.
I mean, come on.
In the van, maybe you're trying to be a UPS driver. You know, destined Bree, to be an Amazon truck deliverer.
That is about as radio as it gets, hooking up with someone in the back of the radio station vehicle.
Oh, my God.
But I also attended my parents' wedding, so I was a complete surprise, was not planned.
Yeah.
My half birthday is my parents' wedding anniversary, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah. There you go. In the back of a radio station vehicle is where I was conceived. So now I feel it's only fitting that I impregnate my wife in the back of our wolf truck.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait, are we in talks of that?
No.
Like, are we planning a children in the near future with you and your wife?
Here's what I'll say is Alyssa, my wife, has been hell-bent on it for quite a while. She put a focus on 25. And I turned 25 in like 3.5 weeks.
You both turned 25 or you turned 25?
I turned 25 in March, uh-huh. And then she turns 25 mid-April.
So soon, both of you guys do.
Yes.
So let's get cracking. We're going to have some little baby Alex soon.
Well, I am not quite as sold on it yet. I want to have kids, but not at this exact moment. And I think that she's kind of backed off a little bit on it because And it's a sad reason, but our youngest dog has cancer.
Right.
So, and that's been super expensive and taking up a lot of time and stuff. So like, I'm like, listen, Alyssa, probably not smart for us to, you know, have a kid that's going to cost $1 billion right now.
Yeah.
And plus, and I'm not saying that like a kid like hinders your opportunities with your career. But like,
but it does.
Definitely doesn't help it.
No, it does, especially in the career we have. Let's be honest. If we're being honest, this is Bree's real talk.
And I'm not ready for that yet. I still got a ways to go. So that's keeping it real on Bree's real talk.
Yeah.
It's been in the conversation. You know what people call it? They call it family planning. Are you family planning? Like, no, I don't
You're
think so.
You're planning for not right now.
Yes, that is me. That might be my new Twitter bio. I'm planning for not right now.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at.
Got it.
With kids and stuff.
Okay. So you said you were conceived. What month was it again?
I was born March 9th.
Yeah.
So it would have been June.
June.
Right? Because June is the sixth month of the year.
I don't know. You're doing too much math for me. Can we count backwards?
Wait,
March?
Yeah. So listen, 9 months, right?
Yeah.
March is the third month. Okay. 3 minus 9 is 6. You go back 6 months, that's June.
All right.
Okay. Look at me go.
Woo! Okay, so then, all right, Mr. Bill Nye, the science guy.
All right.
I was born May 10th. So what was 9 months prior to that?
April.
April?
Yep. No.
Nope.
Wait, so May? So you got to go, you got a 9
May,
minus
April.
5 is 4. So you go back 4 from 12, 8, which is August.
So I was born in August. Oh, I was a summer
you were
conceived on a hot
August.
Summer night.
Hot, sticky, and sweaty.
Oh, God, that's so gross thinking about my parents.
Yeah.
I love my parents to death. But,
imagine having them tell you to your face how it all went down, okay?
Here is the thing, though, I know about me. I was planned.
Okay.
I was planned because I'm the middle child out of three.
Got it.
My sister is the oldest. She was an accident out of high school. I'm sorry. It's true.
I prefer the term surprise. Thank you very much.
Sure,
as a fellow surprise myself.
If you speak to my mom, she'll say accident. So and everybody knows.
My brother, his first roast on me is always that I was an accident. And my mom goes, surprise. He was a surprise. Thanks, Mom.
So I know that one, and she'll tell everybody that she tried to have more babies after that because my dad wanted more kids.
Mm-hmm.
They got married, and then she miscarried twice, mm-hmm. and then they got lucky with me. So they were actually trying to have me.
Okay.
And then my brother was born, and he was also, my mom calls it, the birth control pill didn't work. So that's him.
So neither of us are Valentine's Day babies.
No, but you know what's funny is there's so many birthdays around this time. Like, I didn't realize how many February birthdays I knew around this time. So which makes me wonder, though, what's 9 months from February?
So we have to go back 7 months. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, June. It would be June.
It'd be
June. If you're a Valentine's Day baby, it'd be June.
Really?
Yeah. How do you think your parents, was it missionary or?
Oh God, I don't
want to
think about that. My point is, let's not think about that at all, please.
Welcome to Bree's Real Talk.
Growing up, did you ever A, walk in on your parents or B, hear your parents doing the dirty?
Never walked in.
Yeah?
But yeah, I heard.
What did you do?
Try to go back to bed or put a pillow over my head.
So.
And continue my sleep.
I have this distinct memory from when I was little.
Uh-huh.
And it was, I don't know what the situation was. I think I had gotten home early or something. I don't know what it was, but I was pretty young. And my parents had these French like saloon doors going into their bedroom, right? So like wasn't a full ass door, but like you couldn't see in there. And I heard the creaking of the bed. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, obviously now I know what was happening. I know what was going on there. But I remember walking in as a kid and I'm like, Mom, what's the noise? And then instantly her response is, oh, Dad's just doing his workout on the bed. Dad's doing his push-ups. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then, you know, flash forward like 10 years, I'm like, wait a second. Nobody does push-ups on the bed. They were banging.
Did you ever tell this story to them?
No, I have not. This is the second time I've ever talked about this.
Let's call your dad right now.
Oh my God.
Let's pull Alec. Let's call your dad right now and your mom.
He'd be in for that too.
And be like, yo, did Alec
oh
ever
God,
tell you?
My mom would kill me if I told her about that. Oh my God. My dad, you know my dad though. He
would love it. Let's call him. Is he on air?
No.
What's his number? I want to call him now.
Yeah.
Okay. No. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. This is going to be
good. What am I going to ask him? About the workout or the conception?
How you walked in on them.
No.
Hey, Dad, it's Alec.
Hey, man, what's up?
Not much. Hey, Bree and I are doing our podcast here real quick. And and we were talking about Valentine's Day and stuff and like intercourse. And this is probably a weird conversation to have with your dad. But I had
asked. You're talking about is it sexual intercourse or is this conversational intercourse?
No, this is pure sexual intercourse. We save the.
This is the intercourse of the sexual kind.
Yeah,
exactly.
You got it.
We were on it.
We were talking about if you had ever walked in on your parents, and I had this distinct memory of not walking in on you and Mom having this sexual intercourse.
Are we really gonna go here?
We're going here.
We're doing.
He already told the story. I wanted him to confess it to you
because
he makes me confess things to everybody else. So now it's his time.
It's true. And here's the thing: is I have this distinct memory of coming, listening, hearing the noises of the deed being done, and then asking a question like, "What's going on here?" And then Mom telling me that, oh, Dad was just doing his exercises on the bed. He's doing push-ups on the bed. And then, like, 10 years later, like...
Well, I still, to this day, you know...
Oh, my God.
To do your push-ups?
That's the best place to do push-ups. I mean, the best place to do... I mean, because you got a little reinforcement there. It's not as hard on the joints.
Oh, my God.
Also squats and crunches as well.
There you go. And you heard it from the man himself.
Why did you make me do this?
Jesse James, I appreciate you so much.
Oh,
Alec is so red right now.
If you ever do a podcast about Legos and little boys, naked little boys.
What? Wait, what?
That's a fantastic story. That's a fantastic story as well. You know what I mean?
Oh, it was a mega block.
Catching your son. Oh, mega block. Whatever. Catching her son in a Lego in a compromising position. When that podcast comes up, give me a call.
Oh, my God. I can't breathe.
Thanks
and
a lot.
Alec looks like a tomato right now.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Dad.
Jesse James. Everybody. Yeah. Well, thank you, Jesse James.
I'll clap for that. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Talk to you later, man. Your dad is the best. I love your dad. Oh, man. Should we talk about this Lego thing? You want to say that for another time?
It was a mega block.
Okay.
There's a big difference between a Lego and a mega block.
Okay.
All right. The mega blocks were obviously the big ones.
Weird flex, but okay.
And listen, I'm a man. All right. I've got needs. I'm a man. I'm curious. All right. So let it out, Alec.
As we already know.
Young,
just say
as
it.
A very young boy. Okay. Obviously of age to be playing with mega blocks.
Just say it.
Sexually violated a mega block. And my dad walked in with me, with a mega block hanging off my penis.
Oh my God. How old were you?
I don't know. I don't remember this. I've just
been
told.
I don't know.
I mean, like, little.
Like 16?
this was last week, actually.
This was actually when he came down to visit me.
Yeah.
From Fargo.
Yeah, so...
Oh, God, I love your dad. This is awesome.
God,
all right.
That phone call. Oh, my God. That was the worst phone call in my life.
You okay?
Yeah, just the fact that he goes, I still to this day do my workouts on the bed. It's better for the joints. I'm like, no.
Dude, your parents are so cool.
Oh,
I love
my
your
God.
They're awesome.
Is John B. here yet?